Quickly before we start, do you have an audition coming up or you want to make sure that you are ready for it, but maybe you don't want to sort through a bunch of podcast episodes to find the ones about auditioning? Well, guess what? There is already an audition playlist just for you. These bite-sized episodes cover everything from preparing all the way to the secret to thriving in your audition. You don't want to miss it. And they are compact and ready to download for when you are on the go. So click the link in the show notes and get your audition playlist right in your inbox. Now back to the show. I remember the first time that I knew I wanted to become a professional oboist. I was in sixth grade and had just composed an oboe trio with a friend. When we played it in the school band concert and got a standing ovation, I felt it right there. The connection. The fact that I had just created something, performed something, and through that something I had moved people. I had connected. So, standing there taking my bow, I knew that I had to chase this feeling. And I have been chasing it ever since. Every time that I perform, whether it is in a big recital hall or a tiny space, even in my oboe lesson, I feel that connection. And it's so valuable. That's the thing. That is the story I have told in auditions that have gotten me scholarships and music school places. Yes, we can play in auditions, and that is so important. But how do we capture the panel even more? Through stories. Hello and welcome to the Confident Musicianing Podcast. I am your host, Eleanor, and after countless practice sessions, a ton of broken reeds, and 7 different music school acceptances in 3 different countries, I have learned a thing or two about savoring your practicing, becoming your best practice companion, and actively working towards your musical goals. And I want to share this with you, because I want you to become your best musical self. Are you with me on this? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back to Confident Musicianing. Last year, I read a book that really changed my perspective on presentation. It's called Stories That Stick by Kendra Hull, and in it she talks about the power of storytelling, how a story is made up, and how we can use them to communicate. And after reading her book, I decided to try some of these techniques in my auditions, and boy, did I find it fascinating. Through storytelling, even through small stories, say like 3 sentences or so, I was able to capture a panel of judges and take them on a journey. Today, we are going to chat about the power of storytelling in auditions and some strategies for you to implement in your next audition. Now, just a side note, this will only be applicable in auditions where the panel talks to you. This does not apply for blind auditions or auditions where you just go in, play, and leave. So the first thing to think about is, as humans, we love storytelling. We remember stories. If everyone else just gives answers to interview questions, like their small talk, and you come up and captivate the audience with a story, that can be such an advantage. Remember, you gotta show, not tell. So, for instance, it's the difference between I want to become a professional oboist versus a story showing when you realize that you wanted to become a professional oboist, like the one that I told you at the beginning of this episode. In the book, the author talks about the stages of a story. Normal, change, new normal. And in my story, at the beginning of this episode, it had these elements. Normal, I was playing the oboe, but didn't know if I actually wanted to do that. That was kind of assumed because I said the moment that I knew I wanted to play the oboe. So it was kind of assumed that before, I didn't really know if I wanted to play the oboe professionally. The change is the performance. That was the catalyst of the career. And the new normal is I am excited about performing, firm in my resolve to study oboe, and captivated by connection. For you, how does that fit in your stories? You might need to think about it for a sec, but every story has this. So you can do this. You can find stories in your life 100%. The second thing that we need to think about is knowing your environment. As someone who struggles with reading the room, that's me. This can be really challenging, but make sure your story isn't interrupting or overdoing anything. For example, if the panel's like, what instrument do you play? Now, hopefully they won't do that, because hopefully you'll just be holding it. But let's just, for example's sake, say that. So let's say the panel says, what instrument do you play? And then you go, I remember the first time I played the oboe. Like, they just want a straight answer. What instrument do you play? I play the oboe. I play the violin. I play the cello. Whatever it is. But if they say, why did you pick oboe? Then you can tell a story. I remember the first time I wanted to do this, or it was this, or it was that, right? You can tell a story at that point in time. Remember, your goal is to connect with them, not to shove a bunch of stories down their throat. So one or two stories, or maybe just one, can be good. You know, as I have struggled and worked through audition seasons, I have tested out and collected strategies for all aspects of the auditioning process, including storytelling. Because let's be honest, we've just scratched the surface with this episode. And this is to go into a special guidebook just for you. The link about this is in the show notes, it's in the description, so make sure you go check that out. The third thing that we need to think about is planning out stories and things you want to say. Just like you are preparing your piece, you gotta prepare what you're going to say, because it's not just your music that's auditioning, it is you. It is how you present yourself, it's how you talk, it's what you say, it's everything. This whole thing is part of the audition. So before that audition, I personally usually like to plan out two stories or so that fit with generic questions. And these stories can be the same from audition to audition, because probably if they have an interview, they're probably going to ask something like, why did you pick the oboe? Then I have that story that I just use over and over. Just rinse and repeat. Recycle things. It's great. So just come up with like maybe one or two stories that will fit with generic questions. Decide what you want to tell the panel. Think of ways to show the panel things rather than tell them. For instance, why do you want to play oboe? If I was like, oh yeah, I really love it. I really enjoy performing for people. That's just a statement. What I did with the story was that I showed them that I love to perform because I took them on this journey. So take them on the journey, show them, not just tell them, right? Come up with one or two stories that you want to share, and make sure that you have a good mix of straight answers and stories. If you answer every single question with a completely different story, it might get a bit tiresome. But if you have a story for one question and maybe a few straight answers, just like responses for some other questions, that can be a really good mix. And don't worry if you don't end up fitting the stories in. Don't go into the audition thinking, oh my gosh, okay, I have to put this story in, they have to ask this question, we have to figure it out. Just take a deep breath and it will be okay. The important thing is if they ask these questions, you have that story ready to go. But it's okay if you don't end up putting all of the stories that you planned into the interview. That's perfectly fine. The fact that you went through and you prepared what you want to say is good preparation enough. Even if you don't fit everything in you wanted to say, that's perfectly fine. So think about what you want the judges to know, and then how can you show them through stories? Remember about the little formula that Kendra Hall said in her book, and think about how you want to do that, okay? Let's do a quick recap. As humans, we love storytelling. We remember stories. So the purpose is to connect, right? To connect with people. Make sure you try to show things rather than tell them. And remember, in the book, Kendra Hall talks about the stages of a story. Normal, change, and new normal. Try to implement that into your stories, even if it is just one sentence for each. Number two, we got know your environment. Make sure that you don't put in a story where it might not be so appropriate. So make sure that you know your environment and remember that you need to connect with them, not necessarily just shove a bunch of stories down their throat, okay? And number three, plan out stories and things that you want to say. This is a great way to prepare for the talking bit of auditions. So I usually plan out two stories that I want to tell that might fit with generic questions. And remember to think of ways to show the panel things rather than tell them through stories. And remember, if you don't end up telling everything that you want to tell to the panel, that's perfectly fine. Okay, it is perfectly fine. This is just preparation. It's just preparation, okay? It'll be great. So, what stories can you come up with, right? What stories can you think? Because you have them in you. 100% you have them in you. So just think about the things that you want to share with the panel, and then think about how you can show them rather than tell them, okay? You got this, 100%. I believe in you. I believe in you. Let's go. All right, that is about it for today. Thank you so much for listening. As always, all the stuff to do with this episode will be linked in the show notes in the description, from the blog post that goes with this episode to the link for the audition playlist. Make sure to go check that out, and the link for the audition guide. Make a habit of doing yourself a favor and looking at those show notes, because let's be honest, there's some good stuff in them. And if you want to show your love and support for the Confident Musicianing Podcast, make sure you give it a follow, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye!